Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber.
That's my dad.
Hello!
Underpants?
That is hilarious.
She should mouth do.
Rate and review this podcast while my daddy will go into a deep depression.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber.
Yeah.
Boom. We're recording. We've done that before. Welcome to Grown Dad Business. This is Aaron Caliber. This week, it's a Grown Dad Topic Week with my dad friend, Jason Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
Booyah. Holla at your boy. That's my boy, Jason Clark, Grown Dad friend. This week, we're going to talk about some summer projects. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
It's one of our short ones. It's one of the Dad Cave short ones.
Hit it and quit it. Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't done that in a long time. Yeah. Actually, no. We've been married for a while. That's definitely the game now. So,
this is another episode.
Hit it and quit it. Hold out your boy. But first, I want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors, a sponsor this week, Ignite Hospitality. I'm having a great month with Ignite Hospitality. Let me tell you something right now. I'll get into it a little bit later, but my AC kicked out. And needed a hotel. But, you know, besides that, if you're a musician, an entertainer, a comedian, check out Ignite Hospitality Services. And what they do is they barter the best deals they possibly can get you for hotel rooms. Go to ignitehospitality.com and he'll hook you up. Tell Adam at Ignite Hospitality that AK sent you, and he will do his best, and usually his best is phenomenal at getting you some cheap hotel rooms. So Ignite Hospitality, check them out on Facebook, ignitehospitalityservices.com. Which brings me to getting a hotel. I will be in Chicago. I'm in Chicago tonight. If you're listening Thursday, the 28th, I'm at the Laugh Factory Chicago tonight at 10 p.m. But I just spent the last two nights, the 27th and 28th in Chicago, and Adam at Ignite Hospitality got me the Downtown Hilton. Jason, Downtown Hilton for $40 a night. It's a $300 a night hotel.
That's unreal.
It's pretty dope, dude. It's dope. It's right near the clubs where I'm playing. It's amazing. He's got me an amazing night in Nashville when I'm going to be there one night. And it's $23. Come on, dude.
And all it takes is you just shout them out on. You just go ahead and you follow them.
Yeah, there's
tweet
some,
out,
social media bartering, stuff like that.
Right.
Adam will explain that a little bit more, but it's pretty awesome. Ignite Hospitality Services. But I told you I'm in Chicago. But this weekend, July 29th and 30th, I'm headlining at Joker's Comedy Club in Milwaukee. And then the first week of August, guys, the 3rd through the 6th, August 3rd through the 6th, I'm headlining at the Looney Bin in Little Rock. Then, boom. Yeah, dude. August 11th through the 14th, I'm in Houston with my boy John Witherspoon at the Houston Improv. I know, right?
Mm.
Doing some fun stuff. And so, I'm getting around a little bit. Some more shows after that, but, you know, AaronClabber.com, at Aaron Clabber, whatever. Jason, you have anything cool?
Myself right now?
Well, no, you're on a show that's already passed.
Yep.
But Jason is my co-host slash sidekick slash MCA to my Mike D for Comic Wars. And Comic Wars is a once-a-month stand-up comedy game show that I host at Arcade Comedy Theater. And Jason is there to really kicking it up to another level.
Yeah. We just had a great show last week.
Yeah. The next one is Friday, August 19th.
Mm-hmm. 10
and 10 p.m. And the 8 p.m. show is a Danny and Aaron Bring the Heat stand-up showcase. So 8 and 10 p.m. amazing shows, August 19th, including Comic Wars at 10. But yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for that. Holla at your boys. Ignite Hospitality, me and Jason, Comic Wars, all that. But yeah, we're talking about summer projects and some dad topics. These are grown dad topics. Hashtag grown dad topics.
Yeah, we live in the Northeast, so we have to plan out our projects in a very short period of time because we got to hit it in the spring before we hit the high heat.
Yeah, I feel like if there's people that live like when it's hot all the time, when do you do your projects?
You just do them.
You just do them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know my friend's dad that lives in Fort Lauderdale. He does a lot of stuff around his businesses that he owns. He owns a hotel, and you know, he kind of does a lot of his own stuff.
Yeah.
And this dude is always in 100-degree weather, just like, oh, I got to go, you know, paint this thing or go repair this thing. Like, he's always doing stuff himself.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're crazy.
Yeah. No, I mean, the thought of living in a climate like that. I mean, I've lived in the Northeast. I've lived in Pittsburgh my whole life. So for me, the seasons are important. You know, I enjoy that. I couldn't imagine, you know, it's going to be 100 degrees and I have to go do this
project. Well, I owned a landscape construction company for about 8 years as an adult.
Yeah.
And then I cut grass from probably when I was 11 to I was 18 until I started doing more of the construction projects. And I've worked in the heat.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. I mean, and I was the same way. I mean, I worked construction and went through my early 20s from 15 through my early 20s. That was my high school job. I worked on my brother. I was a laborer for his masonry crew.
Oh, shoot.
And that was my summer job. That's what we did. Made good money, but did nothing socially. You know, you just banked it because you were working 11 hour days in the summer. And then the early part of my adult life, that's what I was doing as well. So putting on roofs in the middle of August. I mean,
that's one thing I never did that I don't think I could ever do is like roofing in the middle of August.
We just did small, we started doing some small jobs whenever like the larger, because we were building big homes for, we were a subcontractor for a home builder here locally in Pittsburgh. And then when some of that was kind of slowing up a little bit, maybe didn't have a house that we lost some bids on.
Right.
We'd go do some smaller roof projects and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. I mean, I just remember working in the summer times and like building patios and retaining walls, hauling that block, and it was like brutal.
Yeah, but for that you were making money. In this case, we're talking about dad sitting around going, "I want to get this done.
Yeah,
I'm going to time this out right because we're in Pittsburgh right now and we are under a heat dome.
We are.
It's 95 degrees at 10 o'clock in the morning today.
Well, it's been probably between 80 and 95 for about a month straight.
Yeah.
And I know people are like, whatever.
Yeah.
But not for us. We're not used to like all that heat at the same time.
But when you pound the humidity on top of it too,
all of our
you're
forests
drinking your air.
And foliage and greenery. Yeah. And Three Rivers really makes it a sweat box.
Yeah, it does.
So speaking of that, I just brought up that my AC kicked.
Yeah.
So my air conditioning unit, I told you, is as old as I am.
Yeah.
I had to research it because I had to fix a little part on it like 2 years ago. And like my HVAC guy's like, dude, I've never even seen this before. Now my HVAC guy is a friend of mine.
Right.
And if you need HVAC work in Pittsburgh, holler at your boy, because I got a guy for you. He's amazing. But he's a couple years younger than me, but this dude's, he's a killer, man. He's really good at what he does. And he was like, I don't even know. I've never even seen this before.
Yeah.
And so I did a little detective work and found out like what brand it was for just from the looking at it and finding pictures of other models. Google's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that I could take a serial number and I knew what it looked like, I could find out what kind of unit it was, and then I found out it was 1982.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, I didn't do any research on mine. It's funny that we talked that ours went a week and 2 weeks before yours went.
Yeah.
And it was the same type of deal. I've been in my home for 16, I've been in my house for 16 years.
Yeah.
And it's been there since we've been there, so it's got some age to it, but yeah, that mine went, and then right around the corner, then yours went, and I just sort of thought back to when, you know, how did we, I didn't have air conditioning as a kid. We lived in our basement. When the summer came.
I just joke with my mom about this because I told her I've been writing a lot of mom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never really dug into my mom on stage.
Yeah.
And now it's really coming out. Like, yeah. It's like, you know, I've talked about my kids. I've talked about, you know, becoming like a dad and having three kids. Now it's like talking more about my childhood.
Yeah.
And my mom. And my mom, look, I was always hustling since day one. Okay. When I was about 15, we lived in the projects and we always had box fans. You know, we'd have a box fan in every window. You know,
one pushing, one pulling,
one
blew out, one
blew.
You had to get the vacuum going.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
No, actually, what I would do is I would, the box fan in my window, I would have it during the day sucking air out.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the hot air coming up to my room.
Yeah.
I would suck all the hot air out. And then at like 9 p.m., I'd flip it around, bring all the cool air in. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
It was a system.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
then they came out with the fans that you could actually do that reverse.
Yeah, dude, you just hit reverse.
You just hit reverse.
They were never helpful, though. Yeah. I would just get that box fan. The box fan was much better. Mm-hmm. Those little ass window.
Those little stupid things.
But no, when I was about 15, you know, I was making some money on some illegal illegal things.
Okay.
That's whatever.
Hey. Statute of limitations have done gone.
Yeah, dude, forget about it. Come on. You guys, come on. When you were little, don't tell me you didn't rob no cars. All right. Anyway. And Columbia House CDs. But I bought my own air conditioner at the flea market. Mm-hmm. I went and bought my own air conditioner for my bedroom. And my mom was pissed. She was like, because she had an air conditioner in her bedroom. And like very occasionally she would like let us sleep in her room. But at that time, I'm like 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
I'm not sleeping on my mom's floor anymore.
No.
You know, my sister would sometimes, but then my mom's like, would come home late and she's like, get out of my room. You know what I mean? Cause I think late at night, maybe my mom would smoke that good. Back in the day, I'm serious. You know, and she had like a boyfriend's here and there, you know? And so, you know, you're not sleeping in my room.
She had grown woman business.
Yeah. Grown woman business, you know? So like I, and my mom was pissed because she, I just told my mom this the other day because we were celebrating her birthday about, because when I told her about my air conditioning kicking out and I was like, do you remember? Like I got that air conditioner and she's like, she's always be like, I don't remember none of that. I don't remember. Yeah, you do. But she might not. I mean, she was crazy in the 70s. So her brain is fried. So I was like, I bought an air conditioner and my mom said, you're giving me some goddamn money for the electric bill.
Oh,
my mom
wow.
was not playing.
Yeah.
I remember giving my mom like 20, 40 bucks for electric.
Because you upgraded. You went from the box fan to the AC.
Yeah,
and now
dude.
I
was running that mother all day.
Yeah.
Dude, my room was so cold because it was a little bedroom in the projects.
Yeah.
Dude, my room, like I remember I could leave glasses on my dresser and they would stay cold.
Wow.
That's how cold my bedroom was, dude.
Yeah.
Like I had ice chips on the window.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, you're running out the electric bill. You got to give me money. And I was like, I was ripping off the 20s. I was like, here you go, girl. I was like, here. I was like, I'll give you $40 a month. Yeah. I'm running that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't remember that. I'm like, that is true.
Yeah. That's...
But then my sister was mad and my mom was mad. And it was like, my mom was like, I won't charge you for electric if we put a blanket up at the top of the hallway. Please tell me who knows about this. You put a blanket up at the top of the hallway. And you make it a cooler.
Oh, yeah.
So my mom was like, you don't have to pay me electric if you open your door and let all the air conditioning upstairs so your sister can have some, too. And I was like, I was so mad.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
Yeah.
So I would do that every once in a while, you know. And then I think later on, I think like maybe the last year, we got an air conditioner for the downstairs, for the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister would sleep down in the living room and whatever.
Yeah.
But our AC kicking. The first night it went out, we were miserable. Like me and my wife, you know, like I went and got a fan at Target.
Yeah.
By the way, my little kids never saw a fan in their life. Yeah. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Like my kids never saw a fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's how spoiled my kids are. Like I'm just gonna be like, we're gonna move to the projects for a couple of years so you get some character. That's I'm pissed. Jason, I'm pissed.
They're mad. Well, you created it, so it's okay.
No, my kids aren't going to grow up with any character. They're going to be spoiled brats. There's
plenty of character.
Oh, my gosh.
They're still going to be spoiled, but they still got character.
I know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't know what a fan... Like, I got an oscillating, like, standing fan, and they're like,
it was moving.
What?
That's a robot. Daddy, is that a robot?
Like, I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Luke, stand up.
I was like, how do they not know what a fan is? But
that's a whole nother topic. We could sit here and talk forever on what our kids don't know.
No,
you know, what... what something is.
Come on, dude. House phones, dial-up internet. Give me a break. No internet.
Yeah.
The yellow pages. Mm-hmm. Calling the movie theater for movie time.
Yeah.
Remember bro?
Movie phone. You had to call it for show times.
Dude, I would call Carmex Dollar Cinemas.
Yeah.
Wow. And you'd have to listen all the way through, and you'd be like, oh my gosh, this movie starts with a T. I'm going to have to go through 30 movies. So funny.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about the stuff we're going to put in the description of this podcast. Like, here's some old dudes talking about old shit because they're dumb old men.
That's it. Just showing,
I'm going to put that word for word.
Just showing the age. Yeah.
Dumb old dudes.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, that makes, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, they've never seen it. What does this do? I mean, we've lived in this, you know, in air. I mean, for me, like I said, when mine went.
Well, my kids have been in this house their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's only 8.
My son
and we've been in this house for 8 years.
Yeah.
So
I've been in my house for 16. My son's 17.
Yeah.
Alexis remembers the apartment that we lived in where we were on a third floor apartment and there was, you know, we couldn't afford air. There was no such thing. We couldn't do that. So we had the fan system going.
Yeah.
And we had the heat from the attic coming down and the heat from downstairs coming up. We were just trapped in this heat. And quick story, one night was it was so hot I couldn't take it anymore, so I went out and the power was out. Actually, for this one, I go out and I grab out of the freezer a bag of ice, and I lay down on the linoleum floor with this bag of ice on my chest because I have to sleep. I can't deal with this shit anymore.
What,
the power comes on, I wake up, all the lights are on, I look down, it's a bag of frozen meatballs. It wasn't ice. I was sleeping with this melted bag of meatballs
on your chest.
My chest.
That's the sexiest thing I've ever heard you say.
I had meatballs on my chest.
You had the condensation from the bag
of meatballs,
slimy meatballs.
It was so hot. You were just, you know, so when the air conditioning goes out at my house, there's no question. Am I budgeted for that kind of money to be spending right now? No.
What's your budget for some meatballs?
But I'm budgeted for comfort. Yeah, I mean, meatballs.
Hey, do you know the brand of meatballs? Holler at your boy.
Casa del... Oh, I can't remember.
Holler at your boy. Meatball sponsor.
Yes.
Dude, how awesome would it be to get a meatball sponsor?
It was the big Costco bag.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Holler at
your boy. That's so funny.
But yeah, so that wasn't a project, per se, for either one of us.
Yeah.
It was just had that, you know, we had to call in some... calling some people and get it done. I'm not wrenching on an air conditioner.
It was just so miserable. So like I had the fan on me, but like, you know, we have a 1-year-old baby.
That's just miserable.
She woke up every 45 minutes.
Yeah.
She was on fire,
mm-hmm.
you know, and even it's like, okay, we can bring everybody in the room with the fan. It's not working.
Like the old times all sitting around the radio.
Nah, dude.
That's what it looked like.
Right?
Standing, take a picture from behind.
Just wasn't happening.
The
kids kept waking
up.
Like we were miserable.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, it was funny because I was talking to Ignite Hospitality,
mm-hmm.
my buddy Adam and Ignite, because I was booking some future hotels for some comedy shows. And I'm in the middle of deciding, like, okay, I got to get this air conditioning fixed, like Friday morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell him what's going on. And I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, man. I'm trying to handle this hotel booking stuff with him also while, like, my AC's out, my kids are dying.
Yeah.
And I'm like... And it's just 97
We're
degrees
so
out.
Privileged.
I know, it's so ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I work my ass off, though.
No, we do.
I don't want anyone ever to say, like, oh, you know, first world problems. I'm like, well, I worked for this. Yeah. So,
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
So I was telling Adam in Ignite Hospitality, he's like, do you want a hotel this weekend? And I was like,
what?
You can get me one? Like, he goes, yeah. And I go, alert your boy.
Yeah.
Like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about the business ends of these things, but dude, he got us two nights, two rooms, mm-hmm. adjoining rooms at an awesome DoubleTree
mm-hmm.
for $70.
Yeah. And
come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, you made a good.
That's not even $15 a night.
And you had a nice Clyber family weekend.
Dude, it's like, it was like not even $20 a night. It was like mm-hmm. $18 a night.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? Or $18 a room per night. Like, mm-hmm. you can't beat that.
Yeah.
Definitely hooked me up. And we had a good time. We had we were a little bit farther away because it was the closest hotel that he could grab that quickly for a good, you know, deal. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, dude, I'm not kidding. I know Ignite Hospitality is one of my sponsors. Or one of my partners or whatever. Look, I just shout out things I like. But like, he seriously made that happen, I swear to God, in 25 minutes.
Wow.
He was like, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, it's a little bit far from your house. It wasn't that far. You know, no. It was fine. But it was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. And like, we had two shows on Friday night at Arcade. We had a Comic Wars.
Yep.
And it's like, dude, I did not want to go home on Friday night at 1 a.m. and it was 85 degrees at 1 a.m.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm like, I just sweated on stage for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go home and strip my clothes off and get in bed now.
Yeah.
I went to a nice cold hotel. It was awesome, dude. Yeah.
Kids had a good time.
But that's where fun. I'm at. Like, mm-hmm. I had to get AC done. And dude, my buddy Mike, my HVAC guy, he was like, I can do it Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I was like, dude.
Yeah, that's a good hookup.
I was like, this is amazing.
Because mm-hmm.
we got two nights in the hotel. And a little grown man tip. I got some money off for paying cash, bro.
Mm.
That's a grown man tip.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that. You know that? Mm-hmm. Dude, I got money off my fridge last year because I paid cash.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you pay cash, you let them know. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, people aren't paying cash for like a car, you know, but mm-hmm. we just had enough, you know, because we've been saving some money to spend money on our house and we did mm-hmm. our kitchen and,
yeah,
you know, but you save money when you pay cash,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Pretty rad.
Yeah. And when something like that hits you, like you said, you were working on different projects around the house and you just move the budget around and you move the money around. And
yeah.
I mean, this is boring as shit. We're talking about moving budgets, but it is what it is. It's grown dad business.
This is a grown dad topic episode. If you're into it, what up?
Yeah.
If you're not, peace.
Like, that's all we can say.
This is where we're at right now.
That's what we're talking about. Staying in decks.
You just did your deck.
I did. Yeah. I like to do it every year, but I generally do it every other year. Because here's the thing.
We're so lame right now.
Oh,
I did think for a second. I'm like, what the hell are we talking about?
But
then I want to hear about it more.
Here's the thing. You get your stain for your deck and it tells you it's got a 5 year. It's 5 years. You think you can stain that every 5 years? Not in the Northeast. You got the weather to deal with. The sun's beating down on it every other year, but it's a project. I mean, it's a good one though. It looks great when it's done. And we spent a lot of time outside in the summer.
See, I never had to mess with that. I got my mom's house off of my mom when we first got married.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do her like back porch that was pretty much decking. It was all wood, you know.
Yeah.
And I had to do that. It's not a hard thing to do, but dude, there's nothing like having a dope deck
mm-hmm.
where you can cook out.
Oh yeah.
Like your deck is awesome. Yeah. We've eaten on your deck, dude. It's so, you know, we're now thinking like we need a bigger house and like mm-hmm. I'm one of those things, man. I'm like, I want a big patio or a deck.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. That's the one thing that, you know, I rebuilt that a few years back.
Yeah.
We bought it. It had the deck, and then I just went and tore it down and rebuilt it when it was time. The guy didn't take good care of it. It's things like that. But that's the one thing for the summer. It's basically a room for us. My wife loves to be outside, and we'll just sit out there in the evening.
When does the sun hit your deck?
I have the sun from sunrise. It comes sunrise, hits my deck.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way until... You've been over the house, and we don't have sun, so
yeah, you
generally
don't
around
the
5-6 o'clock,
so
and then
it goes over the roof.
It goes over the roof. It's
well,
the
see, that's not
setup.
Bad. I mean, see, that's the thing that I love. That I wouldn't mind sun. See, that's tough because I kind of want a deck in the morning. I would love to be on the deck in the morning
Without sun.
Without sun.
Oh, see,
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you want the morning sun.
Yeah, you want morning
sun. The morning sun.
Okay, then that makes sense.
You want the evening not to have the sun because you want to
cook out.
You want to cook out, wind down.
Yeah,
and that's the perfect scenario because as a grown dad, I like to wind down. I like to at the end of my day sit out on the deck.
As a grown man, I like to wind down.
Listen,
that sounds like you're doing a Miller commercial in 1985.
You're gonna be wound up for 13 hours in a day. You want to spend those last couple winding down.
That's hilarious.
You know, you get some. Listen, I ain't afraid. I get some candles burning.
Call it your boy. Jason Clark could do a commercial for any of your dad products.
Oh, we wind you down. We wind it down on the day.
During the day, I wind up.
Wind up.
But at night, I like to wind down.
I do. Man, huh? You get some drinks out there. I don't care what you're into, what you're drinking.
The grease?
You pour some wine, your lady.
Little Michelob Ultra.
You get your lady.
Haul at your dad's Michelob Ultra.
Get some candles burning. We just chill out.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But that's a project, you know? So I got to make sure my deck looks good because we spent a lot of time. It's like a room. Yeah. You're going to paint a room. You want your room to look nice. The deck, the outdoor deck is important, you know?
Dude, this was good. We had a good conversation.
That's a good talk.
A little grown dad topic conversation.
We got some stuff. We learned about budgeting.
You know what?
Move some projects.
You know, thank God we didn't have anything to bitch about too much this week.
No, you know what? I don't want to be bitchy.
Pokemon Go is gone, just, bro. It's already out of the news.
It's well, it's still. I still love it. Are you still trying to catch them all? I love it. I love it. I got
a few. Are you still trying to catch them all?
I gave up. I come in and out, and then my kids make fun of me because I should be doing it. Like, my kids are like, you should be doing this. Dad, look at this. I'm like,
both
oh my goodness. My son has played it a little bit, has had some fun with it. He told me this quick story that him and his boys are sitting in his buddy's car.
Yeah.
And they set their Pokemon in this ball field. And then they sent lures, because you send lures to have people come and then fight your Pokemon. They battle.
What?
Listen, there's more to it than we understood, because A, we didn't want to care really, like all this, but there's so much more to it than what we knew. But they battle, so they
actual
can capture
people
will come. So they're sitting,
fight.
So they take, he's telling me, Dad, man, we took, now these are 3 17-year-old dudes sitting in their car, and they planted this thing, their most powerful Pokemon they had, like, battle number is like real high or whatever. If someone's listening to this and I'm fucking wrong, I don't give a shit, but it is what it is. Puts them out in the field and they sit there and wait, and people showed up.
This is the lamest, most interesting thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, to come fight, and they're just laughing because they're just like, they're not going to beat our guy.
And it's
just
and like, so they're sitting in the car and they're watching other teenagers
show
walk up to a blank space in a field with their phones.
Mm-hmm.
And they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard, Jason.
Yeah. A lot of friendships have been forged.
Whatever happened to good old gang fights, Jason?
We're going to rumble, son.
Meet us at the ball field, motherfucker.
You're going to meet me behind Pizza Hut, and we're going to fight and then eat breadsticks. That was the thing
I
said to
you. Oh, my God. You get a golf club. I'm using a hockey stick. I'm taking the bat.
Oh, yeah. What would it?
Whatever happened to good old street fights, Jason?
Okay. Remake of The Outsiders. You know, I love movies. You love movies. One of my favorite stories, books. I loved The Outsiders.
Gold, Pony Boy.
Yeah. But instead of the rumble, Pokemon fight. The Greasers and the Socias are going to meet up, and they're going to put a Squirtle out in the middle of the field.
That's the only one I know. He's the turtle.
Yeah. And Pikachu. We're going to fight over a Pikachu.
Pikachu, that little bird.
It's the yellow one.
Like a little cheetah?
You know the one. I'll do my imitation of Pikachu. Here it is. Pikachu.
Isn't he like?
Pikachu.
All right, that's enough.
That's it. That's exactly how it sounds.
Soft.
That's all I got.
Wait. I always mix up Pikachu with my favorite Homestar Runner, the Cheat. Have you ever seen that?
No.
The Cheat. No. Oh, forget it. You got to see Homestar Runner. It's the funniest thing ever. It's a web cartoon. It's amazing.
Okay.
It's been around for years. Get with it.
All right.
Hashtag
that so I can remember.
I will. All right. Well, that's it for today. Check out Ignite Hospitality Services if you want to book a hotel, if you're a comedian, entertainer, magician, hypnotist, whatever. And, dude, I got my huge shipment of Kodiak cakes. Did I already bring that up?
No, we didn't talk about Kodiak cakes today.
Dude, I look at my wife, I go, I'm on Amazon, and I go, I'm about to order $33 worth of protein pancakes. And she gave me the thumbs up.
How much pancake?
Well, I got a couple different flavors, because I don't know what I'm feeling.
How often are you doing this?
Protein pancakes?
Yeah.
Oh, 4 days a week, bro.
Are you really?
Eating protein pancakes?
Four days a week.
Dude, I got that Captain America waffle maker, dude.
I know.
It's bomb. Dude, you mix it up, throw it in the waffle maker, you're good to go.
Wow.
Dude, protein pancakes. It's like the right amount of carb for the morning.
Yeah.
You got protein in there. And you know what else? You know what I do? I scoop a vanilla. Well, right now I'm eating vanilla ice cream whey protein.
Mm.
Put a scoop of vanilla ice cream protein in with the protein pancakes. You got vanilla ice cream pancakes, dude.
You're like Kodiak Wolfgang Puck over here.
Dude!
You could have a
Kodiak Wolfgang Puck is one of the best nicknames of all time.
That's it. You're going to have the Aaron Kleiber Kodiak pancake recipe.
Man,
we can do it. We're about to branch
out. Kodiak cakes. Holler at your boy. Mm. I'm already tagging you because you're the shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's one of the best grown dad products I've ever had.
Yeah.
And that's what we're about here. But anyway.
Maybe next time we get together, we do a little sample. You make a little something when I come over.
Bro, of course.
Let's have some pancakes.
Yes.
I don't care what time of day we're doing at night. I'll eat pancakes any time of the day. I'm a breakfast for dinner guy. Make my kids wear their pajamas to dinner. Wear your pajamas to dinner. Dad, I'm 16 years old. I'm not put your goddamn jammies on. We're going to eat some pancakes
sleep
for dinner.
In my underwear.
That's what we're doing.
I don't care.
That's it.
Get to dinner.
But we should do that. Let's do some.
Right.
We'll do a live on air, little podcast, just eating some pancakes.
I love it. All right. Bye, everybody. follow your heart and your dreams, be kind and be funny. And, hey, you know, I want to tell people, we're going to get into more Grown Dad topics in the future. And that is, also my wife and I and my family on the hunt for a new house, possibly building a home. Whoa.
That's grown up.
That's some Grown Dad topics.
That's big time.
All right. Jason, say goodbye.
Good night, everyone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.